Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Well, we welcome you back to another edition of High School Softball here this afternoon on KNZA 103.9 FM. It is senior recognition afternoon for Nemaha Central as the Thunder play host to the Blue Jays of Sabetha here for an afternoon double dip. 80 degrees, a little bit breezy, but nonetheless a beautiful afternoon for some high school softball. Brandon Tamman with you. Kirk Kilman, our studio engineer on the ones and twos, getting us set for what should be an interesting matchup between two teams in contention for a Big 7 league crown. As you kind of look through the early portions of the season, of course, Holton, the defending league champs, who were undefeated a year ago, but this is a wide open field as really everybody is still in the hunt early on for a Big 7 league crown. Royal Valley, the lone team without a loss in league play, they are 4-0. Then you have teams like Perry Lecompton, Sabetha, both a game back at 3-1. Nemaha Central in that middle portion at 2-2, along with the Wildcats. Jeff West, Riverside sitting at 1-3 in league play. Hiawatha, the lone team so far without a league win. They are 0-4 in Big 7 league play. Getting set for the lineups here today as we get set for Nemaha Central and Sabetha, by the way. These are two teams certainly coming off a series earlier this week and looking at Sabetha, and they were coming off a Riverside doubleheader on Monday in which they split a pair. They won the first game 22-6 and then lost game two 7-6. In that 22-6 win in game one, Sabetha's bats were certainly hot. They had five home runs in that game one winner against Riverside. Now for Nemaha Central, they're coming off a sweep over Jefferson West, and that was their first two wins of the year. They started 0-4. They were swept by Royal Valley and then on the road at Clay Center, but Monday they got those two key wins again in Big 7 league play. 9-4 in game one over Jeff West. 4-2 was the final in game number two. So when you look at the records right now, Nemaha Central 2-4, 2-2 in league play. Sabetha comes in at 4-2 and 3-1 in Big 7 league play. Although Thunder swept the Blue Jays last season with wins of 13-4 and 18-14. Let's go to the lineups here, and we'll start with Sabetha, the road team today, the gray tops and dark blue pants, and they will go like this in game number 7 of the season. Erin Bolts, a sophomore, she will play third base and bat first. Alexia Hayden, the junior pitcher, she will bat second. Laura Edelman in the 3 spot, a junior shortstop. Trinity Detweiler, the cleanup hitter, a senior catcher. Batting fifth is McKenna Haverkamp, a senior first baseman. Batting sixth is Bailey Stahl, a sophomore left fielder. Haley Mitchell is a sophomore center fielder, batting seventh. Jessica Gruber in right field, she bats eighth and is a senior. And then Kiara Keim, a freshman second baseman, will round out the Blue Jays here in game number one. So again, for the Blue Jays, Bolts at third, Hayden pitching, Edelman at short, Detweiler catching, Haverkamp at first, Stahl in left field, Mitchell in center, Gruber in right, and Keim is at second base. For Nemaha Central, the home team today, rocking the purple tops and gray pants. On senior recognition night, they will go like this. Ellie Ruski, a senior center fielder, she will lead things off. Ava McKinley is a sophomore playing shortstop, batting second. Ella Sudbeck, a senior and playing right field, she bats third. In left field is Maya Ganstrom, the junior left fielder. Reagan Garrity bats fifth. She is a sophomore and pitching today. Kate Heinen in the 6th spot. She is a junior designated player. Lacey Young is batting seventh. She is a senior and playing first base. Jillian Stevie, a senior third baseman, she bats eighth. And Samantha Nordis, a senior at second base, will bat ninth to round out the lineup. Also a flex position today in catching defensively, that is junior Maggie Cook. So again, the Thunder lineup for game one, it's Ruski in center, McKinley at short, Sudbeck in right, Ganstrom in left, Garrity pitching, Hein in the DP, Young at first, Stevie at third, Nordis at second with Cook behind the plate catching for Reagan Garrity. And thank you so much for tuning in. Nemaha Central has taken the field. It's a beautiful afternoon temperature-wise, but again, a little bit breezy. That 15-20-mile-an-hour gust at times going from essentially towards the right field corner, and it's kind of swirling at times. Not a cloud in the sky, McGarity inside the circle, getting the warm-up tosses in, as it will be Bolts, Hayden, and Edelman. Blue Jays here to start this ball game this afternoon, and if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Detweiler. So again, Nemaha Central defensively, Garrity pitching, Cooks the catcher, Stevie at third, McKinley at short, Nordis at second, Young at first, and then Ganstrom in left, Ruski in center, and Sudbeck is in right field. Standings in the Big 7, Royal Valley at 4-0, Perry LeCompton and Sabetha both sitting a game back at 3-1. You got Holton and Nemaha Central two games back at 2-2 apiece, Jeff West Riverside both at 1-3, Hiawatha enters at 0-4. Rest of the Big 7 matchups tonight, Riverside is at Hiawatha, you got Jeff West at Perry LeCompton, and then a very good one with Holton at Royal Valley. Of course, we're here in Seneca, Nemaha Central and Sabetha, Blue Jays and Thunder. And for Sabetha, the sophomore third baseman, Aaron Bolt, steps in. That's from the right side. Garrity looks in, gets the sign, and the first pitch is inside, or I should say just catching the inside corner for strike number one, and we are underway. Bolt's a little bit open on her stance. And batting from the right side against Garrity, a right-handed thrower. And this one is shot in between first and second base into right field for a hit. And two pitches in, the Blue Jays have a runner at first with nobody out. Good start for Bolts. Came in with a .435 average, one of the top marks on the team. That's her 11th hit of the season. She's at first with nobody out. That brings up Alexia Hayden, the junior pitcher. When a gust of wind just came in and swirled up a bunch of the dirt, and the umpire just stopped play for a moment. Let that kind of settle down. Again, it is very breezy today. As the first pitch to Hayden is a ground ball left side, but foul. No balls and one strike here to the junior pitcher, Alexia Hayden. Sabetha, this is game number 7 for them. They are 4-2 with a 3-1 mark in Big 7 league play. Garrity gets the sign. Here is the 0-1 offering. It is high, and it's one ball and one strike. So Bolts led things off with a single. The second pitch of the game slapped it to right field. She's at first with nobody out with Edelman on deck. 1-1 count here to Hayden. Garrity fires. Just a bit inside on a fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Nemaha Central 2-4. 2-2 in Big 7 league play. Certainly a big series for them to try to keep themselves in the upper half of the standings. 2-1 is low and inside. And a hitter's count. Three balls and one strike. Here to Hayden. Fairly straight up defensively here for the Thunder. Garrity looks, and a 3-1 is fired, and it's popped up right side foul territory and just down before the catcher Cook was able to get to it. Now the count runs full. It's three balls and two strikes. Thunder swept the Blue Jays last season, wins of 13-4 and 18-14. Thunder 18 wins a year ago. They lost in a regional final to Rossville. Blue Jays looking to improve this year. They were 7-14 a year ago, 5-9 in league play. Here is the 3-2, and it's low and inside for ball four, and the first two have reached here for the Blue Jays. A long turn at second for Bolts, but she is back. And Hayden draws a walk, and that brings up the junior shortstop, Laura Edelman, who will also bat from the right side with two on and nobody out. You're in the top of the first inning, no score. Fans still trying to pile in and find an open spot in the bleachers as Edelman from the right side takes the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Bolts at second, Hayden at first. Garrity pitching here in this first game for Nemaha Central. Has to work out of some issues here early. There's a swing and a miss, just grazing it, and a foul tip for Edelman. Now down in the count, 0-2. Of course, Monday our broadcast, we were at Holton, and the game one winner for Perry LeCompton there. Wildcats went on to win the second game of that doubleheader. We're back with you for another Big 7 tilt here today. The 0-2 is inside. Good eye there by Edelman. It's one ball and two strikes. A chance for the Blue Jays to get on the board here in the first. With two on and nobody out. Next pitch by Garrity. Once again, just a touch inside. And it's evened up at two balls and two strikes. The wind is swirling, for the most part blowing out towards right field. And from 0-2 to 3-2, that one a little bit up and in, and Edelman has now worked the count full after falling behind 0-2. Bolts at second, Hayden at first. Top of the first, just getting going. And the next pitch is upstairs, ball four. So from 0-2, Edelman comes back and works a walk. That is back-to-back walks. As Bolts goes to third, Hayden to second, now Edelman takes first. And the true definition of a cleanup spot, it's Trinity Detweiler. The base is loaded and nobody out here in the first. Blue Jays, a golden opportunity to get something cooking with Detweiler stepping in. Here's Garrity's first pitch. It is in there. Strike number one. Detweiler has had a good season to this point. This is her 23rd official at bat, .364 average, 8 hits, a home run, and 5 driven in. A chance to drive in some here. She slaps this one foul just up against the fence, unable to get there. Is Young the first baseman, and the count now no balls and two strikes. So Edelman fell down 0-2, came back and worked a walk, and now Detweiler gets down 0-2. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the top of the first. No score. Big pitch coming up here for Garrity. Just missing inside. It's 1-2. So the pitch count is rising for Garrity here in the first inning. Zabetha, a big series here for them on the road, trying to keep pace with Royal Valley, the lone unbeaten left in this league. Still very early. This one fouled straight back. Detweiler stays alive. It's 1-2. Detweiler rocking jersey number 13. She bats from the right side against the righty Garrity. One ball and two strikes. No score. Top of the first inning. But the bases are loaded here for the Blue Jays. And off the end of the bat, left side of the shortstop, it's caught by McKinley. No advance. And a huge first out recorded. Much needed for the Thunder. So bases stay loaded. And the first out is recorded. That brings up the senior first baseman, McKenna Haverkamp. .474 average, that's the best on the team. She bats from the right side. Swing and a miss at the first pitch off speed for strike one. Mention the batting average for Haverkamp, .474. All singles, though, her 9 hits, 4 RBIs, and 5 runs scored. Bases loaded, one out, no score, top of the first. Next pitch in there for a strike, but it gets away from the catcher. Everybody advances, and the Blue Jays have the first run on a wild pitch. A wild pitch, although it was a strike. Bolts darts in from third. Hayden moves to third. Edelman to second. And the Blue Jays out to a 1-0 lead. Count 0-2 here on Haverkamp. Blue Jays have scratched across the first run. That one is low and inside and then kicked away. Could be a play at the plate. There's the throw under the tag. And it's 2-0 on two wild pitches. Aggressive base running as Hayden now scores from third and Edelman moves up to third. So back-to-back wild pitches have led to the first two Blue Jays runs. And a 2-0 lead. With a runner at third and one out here in the top of the first. Haverkamp with the count right now at one ball and two strikes with Bailey Stahl due up next. The Blue Jays taking advantage here early. There's a swing and a miss and a big strikeout for Garrity and now two down. Now the sophomore left fielder Bailey Stahl with a runner at third and two down. And now the umpire just confirming a strikeout there. And we're back to it. Here's Stahl. Edelman at third with two down. The Blue Jays out to a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. And Stahl also from the right side. Garrity's first pitch. Just a bit inside for ball one. Bailey Stahl, the left fielder, a sophomore, appearing in her sixth game of the year. 273 average, three hits, and 11 at-bats. She has driven in one and has scored three times. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, Garrity is racking up the pitch count here early. A couple of wild pitches have led to the Blue Jays' first two runs of the game. Next pitch inside, good eye there for Stahl, and it's two balls and one strike. A single, a walk, and a walk loaded the bases with nobody out, then a line out and a strikeout, but between those two outs were two wild pitches that scored the first two runs. Here's the 2-1, and this one is out of play. Cars beware, and it's two balls and two strikes. Blue Jays split their season opener against Marysville. They swept Hiawatha, coming off the split most recently against Riverside. There's a swing and a miss, a tag applied, a couple of strikeouts in the inning for Garrity, but a couple of wild pitches as well led to two early Blue Jays runs. We've played half an inning here. So Betha 2, Nemaha Central coming up right after this.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
Kansas Radio. Couple of runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. The Blue Jays in the top of the first inning. 2-0 lead here at Nemaha Central. Brandon and Kurt with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thunder here on Senior Recognition Day. It'll be Ruski, McKinley, and Sudbeck, the top three in the order for the Thunder to start things off in the bottom of the first. Ganstrom, the fourth hitter, if one of those three are able to get on. Sabetha defensively. Hayden is pitching. Detweiler is catching. Bolts at third. Edelman at short. Keim is at second with Haverkamp at first base. Stahl's in left. Mitchell in center. And Gruber is in right field. Two runs thanks to two wild pitches in the first inning. Have the Blue Jays out to a 2-0 advantage. Now time for the bottom of the first. And it's Ellie Ruski, one of the six seniors on this roster. And the first pitch by Hayden a bit upstairs for ball one. Ellie Ruski, the senior center fielder. That's from the right side. Hayden, the pitcher inside the circle, throwing with the right hand. Next pitch upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Nemaha Central 2-4. They started their season being swept in their first two series against Royal Valley and Clay Center, but they swept Jeff West on Monday. Wins of 9-4 and 4-2. There's a swing and a miss. Just getting a piece is Ruski, fouling it back into the fence. Now two balls and one strike. Ruski, McKinley, Sudbeck, top three in the Thunder order. Right now, Royal Valley, the only team without a loss in league play, 4-0 coming into tonight's action. Royal Valley is hosting Holton. There's a sharp ground ball into left field, and it's a base hit, a leadoff single there for Ellie Ruski. And the Thunder playing from behind here in the bottom of the first, get their leadoff man on, and that brings up sophomore shortstop Ava McKinley. McKinley wears jersey number 15, also batting from the right side. Now with Ruski at first and nobody out. She shows bunt, pulls back, it's a strike, play at second, not in time. Ruski steals second base. It was very close. Good throw by Detweiler, the catcher, but Ruski now into scoring position with nobody out. And the count now, 0-1 on McKinley. Now with the runner already up at second, down she will show the bunt sign again. That job is done, but she does show bunt, puts one down, it's foul. And the count now 0-2. So McKinley needs to protect. We'll see if she tries to show bunt with two strikes. With a runner at second, nobody out. Sabetha out to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Hayden's pitch, swung on and missed, and a strikeout. Hayden 3-0 inside the circle. That is her 11th recorded strikeout on the young season, and the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. That brings up the senior right fielder, Ella Sudbeck. Closed on her stance, batting from the right side. First pitch swinging, pops it up left side. The left fielder running in. That is Stahl to make a pretty difficult basket catch, but nonetheless, just like that, a couple of outs here. Now Ruski standing at second base, and it's up to Maya Ganstrom. Ganstrom, a righty, against Hayden, the right-handed pitcher. 2-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the first. And a foul ball out of play. Makes it no balls and one strike here to the junior left fielder, Maya Ganstrom. And talking about Hayden inside the circle, she is now pitched 22 2/3 innings. She has a 3-0 record, but her ERA is north of 5. Walks have been an issue for her. She has issued more walks than strikeouts. Next pitch is upstairs, 1-1, but nonetheless is one of the better pitchers, if not the best pitcher, on the Blue Jays roster currently. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was low and off speed. Now 1-2 here to Ganstrom. The top three pitchers utilized so far this year for the Blue Jays, Hayden, Stahl, and Detweiler. Those are the only three that have logged innings inside the circle. Here's a 1-2 that skips in the dirt. Makes it 2-2 on Ganstrom. Ruski is at second base with two outs. She led things off with a sharp single to left field, but a strikeout and a flyout has left her stranded there after a stolen base. Here's the 2-2. Low and outside. 3-2. Here to Ganstrom with Reagan Garrity on deck. A 2-0 Blue Jays lead thanks to couple of wild pitches in the top half of the inning, allowing a couple of runners to score. Here's the 3-2. Popped up. Left side, playable at short. And it pops out of the glove of the shortstop, and everyone is safe, and a run is in. Edelman dealing with the wind, and it is certainly a factor, but an error is going to allow Ruski to score from second base, and Nemaha Central's on the board. They trail 2-1. So Garrity now with a runner at first and 2 down, 2-1. Lisa Betha lead. And she rips a hot shot, shortstop, or I should say second base side, gloved cleanly there by Kime. She makes the play, and that retires the side. So the top of the first, couple of wild pitches leading to 2 runs. Bottom of the first, an error by the shortstop leading to the Nemaha Central run. We've played 1. So Betha 2, Nemaha Central 1. Second inning coming up next.
Village Sampler and Sabetha is proud to partner with you for prom season. They offer tuxedo rentals with options for a full suit or by the piece. Plus a new book with lots of unique options, but shop early to ensure availability. Village Sampler can also help you customize your corsage or boutonnieres. And they have fresh flowers for every occasion. Stop by to browse spring gifts and home decor, including the popular 868 candles that are now restocked. Village Sampler, your local hometown florist and prom partner for tuxes, corsages, and boutonnieres in downtown Sabetha.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families one life at a time.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha 2, Nemaha Central 1, as we head to the bottom, or correction, the top of inning number 2. Brandon and Kurt with you here on KNZA. Two runs on a hit in the top of the first for the Blue Jays. One run, one hit, but an error leading to the Thunder run in the bottom of the first. So a 2-1 Blue Jays lead as we start inning number 2. And this is Haley Mitchell, who steps in and takes one low for ball 1. Bottom third of the order for the Blue Jays, Mitchell, Gruber, and Keim do up this inning, 7-8-9 in the order against the pitcher Reagan Garrity. That one is fouled out of play, 1-1 here for Mitchell. Mitchell in playing center field here in game 1. 267 average, 4 hits. Does have a couple of home runs. Shows bunt, puts it down, but it's foul. Maybe trying to catch the Thunder corner infielders off guard, but it's 1-2. Mentioning the 22-6 win for Sabetha on Monday against Riverside in that split. They hit 5 home runs in that game. This one fouled back into the fence, so battling here at 1-2 with Mitchell. And the 2 runs that the Blue Jays scored in the first, thanks to a couple of wild pitches, they loaded the bases with the first 3 batters, but a line out and a couple of strikeouts followed the first 3, but sandwiched in there were a couple of wild pitches that scored the 2 Blue Jays runs. Another foul ball will stay at 1-2. Then the 1 run for Nemaha Central in the bottom of the first was off an error by the shortstop Edelman. So a 2-1 Sabetha lead here in the top of inning number 2. Here's Garrity's pitch. Just getting a piece and another foul ball. So 3 consecutive foul balls here for Mitchell. Umpire dusting the plate off for the first time, and it's light now on the wind, but fairly breezy for the most part here this afternoon. It was 81 at first pitch. There's a check swing, and they say she went. So Mitchell is down on strikes. That is the 3rd straight strikeout for Garrity, who's starting to find a rhythm inside the circle. That brings up the senior right fielder, Jessica Gruber. Jessica Gruber, appearing in her 6th game, has struggled offensively, less than 100 on the average, batting .067 with 1 hit this season and 15 at-bats. Takes one in there for strike 1. Next pitch by Garrity. Swung out and missed, strike 2. So it seems like Garrity is finding a little bit of extra rhythm here after a kind of a struggle in the early portions of the first. Here's the 0-2. And got her looking. Strike 3 call. 4 straight strikeouts now for Garrity. 2 up, 2 down here in the second. And finally, we'll see a lefty. And that's the number 9 hitter here for the Blue Jays, the freshman second baseman, Kiara Keim. Garrity trying to breeze through this top of the second. Her first pitch is outside for ball 1. Keim, a freshman, playing second base here in this game. And she has been solid. 4-12 on the average. 7 hits, 17 at-bats. Boy, the movement on that pitch from left to right as I sit. On that off-speed, curls in there for strike 1. 1-1. 2-1 Sabetha here in the top of the second. Garrity trying to breeze through it. 3 up and 3 down. Off speed, up and in, 2 balls and 1 strike. the first four batters, it went single, walk, walk, line out. But since then, Garrity has struck out four straight. 2-1 count here on Kahn, the nine hitter. That one catches the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Keim needs to protect a 2-2 count. Garrity trying to strike out the side here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. Count runs full with Aaron Boltz, the leadoff hitter, due up next here for the Blue Jays. A 2-1 Sabetha lead here in the top of the second. Garrity's pitch. Good eye, just a touch outside. It's ball four. And the inning continues. So for Keim, that is the third walk that she has recorded this season. And she's at first with two outs. And Aaron Boltz, the sophomore third baseman, steps in for a second time in as many innings. Off speed, first pitch to Boltz. Upstairs for ball one. She singled on the second pitch of the game, came around to score. Of course, on a wild pitch by Garrity. Got to third thanks to a couple of walks. Next pitch low. Here's a steal attempt. Throw to second. And not in time. Under the tag is Keim. And she's in the now scoring position with two outs. And a favorable count here for Boltz. It's 2-0. Keim at second. Two outs. 2-0 count here on Aaron Boltz. 2-1 Sabetha lead here in the top of the second. There's a ground ball. Slow roller right back to the pitcher. Garrity throws it and just in time to get the out. So the light threat is halted. We've played 1.5. Sabetha 2, Nemaha Central 1. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, Keim TS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call Keim TS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning we go here from Seneca, Nemaha Central, and Sabetha. Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. Left a runner stranded at second base in the top half of this second. Right now, still very early. Two runs, a hit, and a couple left for the Blue Jays. Nemaha Central got their one run on the one hit with an error, and they left one on in the bottom of the first. It'll be Heinen, Young, and Stevie due up here this inning for the Thunder as they trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Thunder swept this series a year ago. They beat the Blue Jays 13-4 and 18-14. And right now it's Heinen who steps in. First pitch by Lexia Hayden is low for ball one. Heinen the junior, she is the designated player here in this first game. Rocking jersey number 6. Hayden's pitch. Just a bit high. Two balls and no strikes. So again, Heinen, Young, and Stevie do up this inning for NC. 2-0 count here, though, for Heinen. Next pitch by Hayden gets in there for strike one. Now two balls and one strike. Just kind of looking ahead for Monday. Both these teams in action once again. Sabetha will be at home against Perry LeCompton Nemaha Central will go to Riverside. There's a quick, slow roller right back to the pitcher, and Hayden throws over to first, and the first out is recorded here in the bottom of the second. That brings up senior first baseman Lacey Young. Lacey, one of the six seniors on the roster, steps in. That's from the right side. It's the right-handed thrower, Alexia Hayden. Hayden's first pitch, just a bit high. For ball number one. In a beautiful day, temperature-wise, just a touch breezy, swirling, but for the most part, that wind blowing out towards kind of the corner of right field. Here's a ball that's hit foul down the left field line. Evens up the count, one ball and one strike. Of course, also here today, the Nemaha Central baseball team hosting the Blue Jays. Got them now in the full swing of the league schedule. Here's Hayden's pitch. It's inside, two balls and one strike. Here to Young with one out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning, a 2-1 Sabetha lead. Both teams getting their runs in the first. Here's Hayden's 2-1. Line shot, left field line, and it's going to drop inside the line and right in front of the fence. It stayed fair. Boy, that wind is really making things tough on the outfielders. And it was right in front of the fence, and the left fielder in stall. That wind just playing with it up in the air, and that's a double for Lacey Young, and she's at second with one out, representing the tying run. That brings up Jillian Stevie, the senior third baseman. An RBI chance here as well. Hayden's pitch off speed outside for ball one. You can probably hear it a little bit, kind of behind me with that wind gusting at times. But it looked like that ball may have started foul. That wind might have brought it back inside the line, and just it was a tough play regardless. As the next pitch by Hayden in there for strike one. Now 1-1 on Stevie with Nordis due up next. The tying run is at second base with one out. See if Hayden can work out of it. Here's the 1-1. Popped up infield side. Edelman, the shortstop, drops it for a second time, and a play at third is not in time. Now a play at second, though, is in time, and there is an out recorded. So Stevie tried to catch, bolts off guard. It did not work. Now there are two outs of the runner at third. Stevie reaching on an error, the second error of the day by Edelman. But then she is thrown out trying to take second. And now Sam Nordis, the lefty, steps in with a runner at third and two outs. Chance to tie the game here. She shows bunt, and it drops right under the bat. An off-speed pitch in there for strike one. Hayden looking at the wristband, getting the sign, and the 0-1. Is low. One ball and one strike here on Samantha Nordis, senior second baseman. The runner at third and two outs. Runner at third is Young, represents the tying run. A 2-1 Sabetha lead, bottom two. Good stop by the catcher in Detweiler. There's not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop, so if the ball gets away from the catcher, you don't have a whole lot of time if you're trying to dart home from third. Two balls and one strike here to Nordis. Sets, swings it through, just a bit outside, right at the knees, but not inside the strike zone. Now three balls and one strike. Top of the order, two up next with Ellie Ruski. Big spot here with the runner at third. And the pitch is low for ball four, and the inning continues. Now runners at the corners with two outs. And now it's up to Ellie Ruski, who singled and scored in her first at bat. Runners at the corners, two down. 2-1, Sabetha leads, but Nemaha Central threatening. Here's Hayden's pitch to Ruski. Foul straight back. The ball's in one strike. Ruski, a three-sport athlete, big parts of the Thunder volleyball and basketball teams. She takes one high. It bounces out of the mitt of Detweiler, but jumps on it in time. No advance. All right, I got to take a step back here and correct myself, because Stevie is, in fact, at second base. So they reverse the call. There's a wild pitch. Nonetheless, a run scores. We're tied. Runners now at second and third and one out. So that I apologize for. Did not see just kind of the way we're sitting here. I thought they had called Stevie out at second. They did not. She is now at third. Nordis moves up to second. And the game is tied with still one out in the inning. So beg your pardon for that miss. So now you have Stevie at third, Nordis at second. Three of the four runs have been scored thanks to a wild pitch. And the fourth run that wasn't on a wild pitch was thanks to an error. And now the count is 3-1 here on Ellie Ruski. Second and third, one out, 2-2 game. A run in thanks to a wild pitch as Young scored from third. And she shows bunt, puts it down the right side, and did she beat out the throw? Ruski did. Wow, what a play and what a bunt. Perfectly placed, and it's going to go down as a hit and an RBI, and Nemaha Central takes their first lead at 3-2. A bunt single by Ellie Ruski drives in the run. Stevie from third. Nordis goes to third, so runners at the corners with one out. Two have scored here in the inning. Quick throw to third, not in time. Runner takes second and Ruski. Now second and third and one out. Ava McKinley, batting for the second time, struck out her first time up. Count right now, not in her advantage at 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Now can Hayden just limit the damage here? Two runs have scored. There's still just one out, but she's got McKinley down 0-2. Now Nordis at third, Ruski at second. Next pitch upstairs, one ball and two strikes. A ground out, a double. An error, a walk, and a bunt single. The round for Nemaha Central. Here's a ground ball right back to Hayden. Looks at third, no advance, and gets the runner out at first. A huge out for the Blue Jays as the runners stay put at second and third, but now two outs, and it's now up to Ella Sudbeck. Who flew out to left field her first time up. Now runners at second and third, two down, two across here in the bottom of the second. Thunder 3, Blue Jays 2. First pitch by Hayden, ground ball, foul. Left side, and it's 0-1. With Senior Recognition Day, 6 on the roster for Nemaha Central. Just 3 seniors on the Sabetha roster as the next pitch is low for ball one. Sudbeck, one of the 6 seniors in the Nemaha lineup. Or 6 seniors total, but of course, in the lineup today. Here's a ground ball, left side. It's fielded beautifully by the third baseman. That is Bolt on a hop. Gets it across to first baseman Haverkamp to record the out and end the inning. But Thunder do some damage. They take the lead for the first time. They play two. It's a 3-2 Nemaha Central lead back for the third inning right after this.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
KNZA.
Big 7 League softball here this afternoon. Breezy and warm from Seneca. Nemaha Central plating two runs, two hits, an error by Sabetha helping that cause. They left a couple runners on base. Thunder leading for the first time at 3-2 as we head to the top of the third inning. 2-3 and 4 in the Sabetha lineup. It's going to be Hayden, Edelman, and Detweiler. So far through two innings, Sabetha two runs, one hit. A couple of errors. They left two on base. Nemaha Central three runs, three hits. They have no errors, and they have left three on base. Brandon and Kurt with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us. For the first game here today, of course, we got this first game for you. If you can make it out for game number two, certainly encourage you to do that. And the first pitch by Garrity to Alexia Hayden is in there for a strike. Hayden walked and scored one of the two first inning runs for the Blue Jays. Scored on a wild pitch by Garrity. Fouls this one straight back into the fence, and it's 0-2. Garrity had a string between the end of the first and early portions of the second where she struck out four straight and has really settled down just after a couple of early walks and a couple runs allowed on the wild pitches early. Next pitch low and inside, one ball and two strikes. Here on Hayden. Hayden came in with the most official at-bats on the team, hitting 320, and she slaps this one to the second base side, and Nordis makes the catch, moving two steps to her right, and there is the first out of the third inning. Brings up Laura Edelman, the junior shortstop. She walked her first time up, but was left stranded at third base in that first inning. Top of the third, 3-2, Nemaha Central, nobody on and one out. This one also hit to the right side. The catch is made by Young, the first baseman, and just like that, a couple of soft line outs and two up and two down here in the third. Now it's Trinity Detweiler, the senior catcher, lined out to short, her first time up. And Garrity trying to move quickly here in the top of the third. There's a swing and a miss. Might have just got a piece of it, did Detweiler. Nonetheless, strike one. Defense fairly straight up here for Detweiler. Stevie at third, McKinley at short, Nordis at second, Young at first. Cook catching for Garrity. There's another foul ball just grazing the end of the bat, and now Detweiler needs to protect. It's 0-2. Detweiler quickly jogs down third base side to chat with her head coach. Got to protect here. Down 0-2 is Garrity trying to make quick work here in the third inning. She has four strikeouts here in 2 2/3. A couple of easy lineouts here in the third. And this one fouled straight back, so staying alive here at 0-2 is Detweiler. In the other Big 7 League matchups today, you got Riverside at Hiawatha, Perry Lecompton at home against Jeff West, and Holton there at Riverside, or correction, Royal Valley. In Royal Valley, the top team right now in the conference, a 4-0 mark. There's a swing and a miss, and the completed strikeout down to first. Make it 5 strikeouts now for Garrity, and a quick 1-2-3, top of the third. Head to the bottom of this inning right after a timeout. 3-2, Nemaha Central, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
We've all heard the phrase, that'll buff out, but in the collision repair industry, this is usually not the case. At Moral Collision Repair, we are prepared for the cases that take more than a buff job to restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Our high-tech paint booth and quality refinish allows us to return your vehicle to you with a better than factory paint job. Moral Collision Repair maintains excellence in every detail, from quality of our equipment to doing our part in protecting the environment by being the only shop in this area to spray water-based paint.
KNZA.
Brandon Tamman with you, Kirk Kilman in studio. Big 7 League softball here today on KNZA. Good one here from Seneca. Nemaha Central, a 3-2 lead against the Blue Jays of Sabetha. As we start the bottom of the third inning, it'll be Ganstrom, Garrity, and Heinen due up here for the Thunder. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 3 on base here so far. Blue Jays, 2 runs, 1 hit, a couple of errors. They have left 2 on base. So here we go. Hayden back inside the circle. Righty Ganstrom steps in, shows bunt. Still showing. Now Hayden's pitch. He pulls back. It's high for ball one. Ganstrom reached on an error. And her first at bat, she popped it up to the shortstop, Edelman. Getting that win. Certainly a factor here on balls put in the air. And it popped right out of the glove of Edelman, which allowed a run to score. Now here's another hot shot here to Edelman. This time she gloves it for the first out. That brings up Reagan Garrity. So it seems like both pitchers have settled down a little bit. That is the third straight out recorded by Alexia Hayden. And now pitcher v. pitcher here as Garrity steps in. First pitch by Hayden, low and outside for ball one. Garrity grounded out to second base. First time up, officially 0 for 1. A 3-2 Nemaha Central lead. There's a hot shot. Gloved it third by Bolts. Throw across the diamond in time. Easy 1-2 play for out number 2. That one goes 5-3. Garrity now 0 for 2. That brings up Heinen. The junior DP today, Kate Heinen, grounded out to the pitcher. In Hayden, her first time up, now nobody on and 2 outs. And both pitchers trying to go quickly here in the third. Off-speed pitch upstairs to Heinen, 1-0. It is very early in the league schedule. This league is wide open here in 2023 after the Holton Wildcats were the undefeated league champs a year ago, and have certainly the Wildcats kind of had a stronghold on this league in softball for the last couple of years. But now, a lot of teams are playing well, and it is going to be a fun, fun race. Pitch is low by Hayden. Now, the count has worked it to 3-0. Again, entering today, these are league records. Royal Valley 4-0, Perry and Sabetha 3-1, Holton and Nemaha 2-2, Jeff West Riverside 1-3, Hiawatha the lone team without a league win at 0-4. The 3-0 pitch is in there. for a strike. Three balls and one strike. So Heinen now still ahead in the count. Hayden trying to go 1-2-3. Hayden's pitch fouled straight back. So now we're full at 3-2. Gantstrom lined out to short. Garrity grounded out to third. Two outs and two batters here in the bottom of the third for Nemaha Central. But Heinen now, a full count, 3-2. Hayden looks. Hayden fires. And it's fouled straight back and out of play into the street. And we'll stay at 3-2, at least one more pitch. Blue Jays scored their two runs in the first. Nemaha Central scored one in the first and two in the second. A 3-2 Thunder lead, bottom three. Here's the 3-2. Popped up, infield. Pitcher Hayden working with the wind moves to her left to make the catch inside the circle. So three up and three down. Hayden goes to work, and we head to the fourth. It's a one-run game. Nemaha Central 3, Sabetha 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Breezy afternoon here in Seneca. 3-2 Nemaha Central as we start the fourth inning of play. Brandon and Kurt with you. Big 7 League softball here. KNZA, 103.9 FM. Reagan Garrity inside the circle once again. She has been very good since the first inning, and the first pitch is just a bit upstairs to the senior first baseman for the Blue Jays, McKenna Haberkamp. One of the strikeout victims early on in this game. Garrity, four strikeouts, make it five, correction. Next pitch, a bit high. Two balls and no strikes here to Haberkamp. So Haberkamp, Stahl, and Mitchell do up here for the Blue Jays in the fourth inning. They trail 3-2. They have just one hit. There are a couple of runs. There's a swing and a miss on a 2-0 count. And it's now two balls and one strike. Sabetha started the game with a single, a walk, and a walk. They had the bases loaded with nobody out. And their two runs were scored thanks to two Garrity wild pitches. Since then, Garrity has slowed the roll for the Blue Jays. It's now two balls and two strikes after a swing and a miss by Haberkamp on a pitch that was well outside the zone. And now the 2-2. Ground ball foul. Third base side. We'll do it again at 2-2. In a good crowd, the shade is away from the ball diamond. The shade you can get is down the left field line. People sitting right field side dealing with a little bit more sun. There's a foul ball slapped into the fence right side for another foul. It's two balls and two strikes still. So Haberkamp battling here with Garrity. She jumped out in front 2-0, but came back with a couple of strikes. Now back-to-back fouls. And we're staying here at 2-2. Here's the pitch in the dirt, ball three. So now it's full at three balls and two strikes with Stahl on deck. Blue Jays last year, 7-14. They didn't get out of the first round of the regional tournament. And there's a swing and a miss on 3-2 and a strikeout for Garrity. Make it six on the afternoon. And that brings up the sophomore left fielder, Bailey Stahl. Stahl, another strikeout victim in the first. And bats from the right side, a little bit closed on the stance. Four straight retired by Garrity. There's a swing and a miss. And a strike, number one. Garrity working fairly quickly. Here's the 0-1. And a foul ball down the right side, just outside the first base line. And it's 0-2, so Stahl, just like Haverkamp, getting down 0-2 quickly. Garrity has held the Blue Jays to just one hit so far. That was the first batter of the game, and there's another strikeout for Garrity. Swing and a miss by Stahl. And quickly, two up and two down. Now seven Garrity strikeouts. Top of the fourth inning, Nemaha Central a 3-2 lead here against Sabetha. Garrity cruising now, and there's a first pitch swinging, popped up right side, just gets into the edge of the outfield, and that's caught by the center fielder Ruski, and that retires the side. Three up, three down. Garrity cooking. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Thunder 3, Blue Jays 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Village Sampler in Sabetha is proud to partner with you for prom season. They offer tuxedo rentals with options for a full suit or by the piece. Plus a new book with lots of unique options, but shop early to ensure availability. Village Sampler can also help you customize your corsage or boutonnieres. And they have fresh flowers for every occasion. Stop by to browse spring gifts and home decor, including the popular 868 candles that are now restocked. Village Sampler, your local hometown florist and prom partner for tuxes, corsages, and boutonnieres in downtown Sabetha.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go here from Seneca. Nemaha Central holding on to a 3-2 lead here against Sabetha. Reagan Garrity, the pitcher for the Thunder today. She has retired 12 of the last 13 Blue Jays. And helping her team hold on to that one-run lead. Lexia Hayden inside the circle, continuing for the Blue Jays, taking on Lacey Young here to start. Bottom of the fourth inning with a 3-2 Nemaha Central lead. Hayden's first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Young hit a double just inside the line, down left field, right in front of the fence. Ultimately came around to score one of the three runs for Nemaha Central on a wild pitch. Next pitch to Young upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Sabetha's two runs, they scored in the first. They have not scored since. Nemaha had one in the first, two in the second. They have not scored since. 3-2 Thunder. Right now, a very favorable count for Lacey Young. Three balls and no strikes. That pitch upstairs. Young will be followed by Stevie and then Nordis. Here in the bottom of inning number four. Taking all the way, Hayden right down the middle there. It's now 3-1. Three runs, three hits, three left for Nemaha Central so far. Two runs, one hit, two left for the Blue Jays. There's a ground ball, snagged by the third baseman, Bolt. She has made a couple of nice plays today. There's another, and there's the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. It'll go 5-3. That brings up Jillian Stevie, reached on an error. And scored one of the two runs in the second. So one out, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth. Thunder 3, Blue Jays 2. First pitch by Hayden, just missing upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Both pitchers have been pretty solid, no doubt about it. and some early struggles. There's a pop-up left side. Shortstop has it, and the catch is made by Edelman. And quickly, two up and two down. And it's now up to the senior second baseman. That is Samantha Nordis. Walked her first time up in the second and was left stranded at third. And now, again, we get a dust storm with the wind, and the umpire just lets it clear through. The second time we have gotten a time because of the dust flying up. And back to it. Here's Hayden's pitch. Skips in the dirt, ball one. Senior Recognition Day here for Nemaha Central. Again, it's still very early in the season. Next pitch by Hayden, a little bit low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Trying to breeze through just like Garrity did in the top of this inning. 1-2-3. Has to work a little bit with Nordis ahead in the count, 2-0. Next pitch in there for a strike. Right about the knee-high level, and on the outside corner, 2-1. Top of the order, and Ruski due up next if Nordis is able to get on. And Sam batting from the left side. Here's the pitch, and it's a foul ball out of play, and into the streets, and now from 2-0 to 2-2. Bottom of the fourth, Nemaha Central 3, Sabetha 2. It's been a good one here so far. Hayden one strike away from breezing through the fourth, and she gets it, a swing and a miss. Strike 3, that will do it. 1-2-3, the Thunder go down in order, and we head to the fifth. It's a one-run game, Nemaha Central 3, Sabetha 2, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families, one life at a time.
Flatbed Drivers at KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KNZA.
Jessica Gruber leads off here for the Blue Jays as we hit the fifth inning of play here. Nemaha Central a 3-2 lead over Sabetha. Big 7 softball matchup. This is the first of two games they're going to play tonight. And the first pitch by Garrity in there for strike one. Gruber, one of the 7 strikeout victims here so far in this game. Garrity's been mowing them down since the first. Here's Garrity's 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. The Blue Jays' lone hit was their very first batter of the game in Aaron Bolts. They've issued a couple walks from Garrity, but outside of that, just one hit in this game so far with their 2 runs. This one is hit in play, center field, going back towards the fence. And it is right up against the fence, and Ruski, what would have been an incredible over-the-shoulder catch. Again, the wind is a factor today. That drops, and that is a leadoff double for Jessica Gruber. Too difficult of a play. Maybe it does go down as an error. I would not give it that. Nonetheless, the tying run, first Sabetha represented at second base with nobody out here in the fifth. That brings up Kiara Kine, the freshman second baseman. That's from the left side. First pitch, Garrity upstairs, and it gets away from the catcher, Cook, and taking third is Gruber. So Gruber up to third with nobody out. And Keim, ahead in the count, 1-0. Chance to tie the game here in the fifth for Sabetha. Next pitch. In there for strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. With a runner at third, nobody out here in the fifth. Ground ball foul. Just out in front of it was Keim. It's 1-2. A 3-2 Nemaha Central lead, but the Blue Jays have the tying run at third base with nobody out. Garrity will try everything she can. If she can get a big strikeout here, that would certainly help. Here's the 1-2. And she got it right down the middle. Keim looked all the way and knew it. And a big strikeout. Make it 8 now for Garrity. And the first out here in the fifth. And it's now up to Bolts. With one out, top of the order, Aaron Bolts, the sophomore, steps in, who has the one of the two hits for the Blue Jays today, singled back in the first, also has a ground out, 1-2, and a run scored, a time called. It's correct in the scoreboard, just one out, it was showing 2. Gruber led this inning off with a double, got to third on a wild pitch, Keim just struck out, now Bolts steps in. 3-2 Nemaha Central, top of the fifth. Pitch by Garrity. Right back to Garrity at the pitcher. She's going to play to third, and there's it out. It's a line drive, double play, and the inning is over. I thought it hit the ground from my vantage point. It did not. It was a line shot right back to Garrity. She throws it to third, and the double play is issued. How about that? So a leadoff double, stranded at third, and Garrity continues to run it down. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 3-2 Nemaha Central on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Nemaha Central still holding on to a 3-2 lead here in game 1-2 against the Blue Jays. If you just joined us here, Blue Jays have the tying run at third, with nobody out in the last half inning, but a strikeout and then a line-out double play ended the threat. And Nemaha Central holds on to the one-run lead as they bat here in the fifth. And it's Ellie Ruski, the top of the order, leading things off. She singled and scored in the first and had an RBI bunt single in the second. So she's 2-for-2 today with a run driven in. 1-0 is hit towards center field, and that drops inside basically the line of the dirt and the grass, and in between second and third, and Edelman and Keim, and that is the third hit of the game for Ellie Ruski. She is 3-for-3. She's at first with nobody out. That brings up Ava McKinley, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Bottom of the fifth inning here, Nemaha Central a 3-2 lead over Sabetha. Here's a stolen base try, the throw to second, and waiting for the call, safe. They're going to say the ball popped out of the glove. The Sabetha fans don't agree. It was hard to tell from my vantage point, but the umpire says no go. It popped out, so a stolen base. Ruski, that is her third stolen base, so she has 3 singles, now 3 stolen bases, and now they're going to check a time here, and they're looking at Keim over at second base, who might have got her wrist kicked Byruski sliding in. They want to make sure she's okay. They're checking out, looks to be the right hand or wrist area for Keim. They just want to make sure that everybody's good. Right now, a 3-2 lead here for Nemaha Central. Now they're moving. They're going to put Edelman now. They're switch short and second. So right now, Keim is now going to play short. Edelman is over there at second base. So they swap second and short. Everything else is the same. Runner at second, nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Showing bunt, put down, but foul. Nearly executed well by Ava McKinley, but nonetheless, it is strike number two. So it's an 0-2 count here on McKinley. With Ruski at second base and nobody out. Nobody has scored since the second inning. Sabetha's two runs in the first. Thunder had a run in the first and two in the second. 3-2 Thunder, bottom five. Two-strike pitch is fouled out of play. And we'll do it again at 0-2. We'll get back to a couple of baseball broadcasts next week. We'll be in Sabetha on Monday. Here is a shot to right center field, and that is gone. It got over the fence. It's a two-run homer. The wind carried it. It didn't look like it had the distance at first. McKinley, a two-run shot to right center field, and now it's a 5-2 Nemaha Central lead. Wow. The sophomore goes yard as Ruski scores from second. And a two-run home run. And now we got a stoppage of play here for an injury. And this might be heat-related. They're getting a cold rag. Boy, kind of a damper here on... Well, it was a great moment there, a two-run home run. But now, we have a little bit stoppage of play here. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll return after this here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I am a board-certified mental health and wellness coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about whole self-care and functional nutrition and would love to help customize a plan for reaching your specific health goals. You will learn about which foods and nutrients are necessary to restore your body to optimal health and how to incorporate techniques to alleviate stress on your body, mind, and soul. Coaching keeps us accountable, and this is what I specialize in. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for your free consultation.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, they have gotten Ava McKinley back to the dugout, and what appeared to be maybe just a little bit of exhaustion. It's certainly a warm day. McKinley just hit a two-run home run, and she got to home plate and had to be kind of set down in what appeared to be kind of a heat-related exhaustion, and they finally get her up and back into the dugout. Great to see, but kind of a scary little moment there. Just hate to see something like that. As Ella Sudbeck will now come up to bat here for Nemaha Central. Their lead now is 5-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth. after, again, not sure if we'll see McKinley again in the game, but her two-run home run is certainly a big help here for the Thunder in the fifth. Their lead is now 3. Hayden back to it. Her first pitch to Sudbeck is a little bit high for ball one. Ella Sudbeck, the senior right fielder, 0-for-2 today, a fly out and a ground out. 5-2, Nemaha Central lead, bottom five. This one fouled straight back. 1-1. So the Blue Jays are going to have some work to do here down the stretch. They're at best for them. They'll hopefully no more damage done here. They can get to the 6, down 3, but they'll have some work to do. Hayden's next pitch low to Sudbeck now. 2-1. Sudbeck bats from the right side. Closed on her stance against Hayden, the right-handed thrower. Here's Hayden's pitch. Ripped down the left field line, just a bit foul. Just barely by maybe about a foot. Might have wiped away a double. Nonetheless, it's strike 2. 2-2. Ruski led off the inning with a single. She stole seconds, and then McKinley hit a 2-run home run to right center field before having to be taken out of the game. Next pitch by Hayden is low and in the dirt. Now 3-2. Maya Ganstrom due up next. Here is the 3-2, and it's hit back up the middle and into center field for a hit. And Sudbeck has her first knock of the game. She's now 1-for-3, and it's a single with still nobody out, and the line keeps moving here for the Thunder. That brings up Maya Ganstrom. Ganstrom reached on an error her first time up, and then also is lined out to the shortstop. A 5-2 Thunder lead here in the bottom of the fifth. They have scored 2 on a home run by McKinley. Now showing bunt here as Ganstrom pulls back and just hits a little pop-up. It's going to drop, but they're going to be able to get the out at second base as Sudbeck was holding on at first, not sure if it was going to be caught. And it's not a bad play there for the Blue Jays. They get the lead runner out. And now there's going to be a conversation here with the umpire. Wanted to make sure that the play was right, and from what I saw, Edelman at second did not make the catch, or it certainly hit the dirt. And then Hayden picked it up and then threw it to second base. But right now, the umpires are meeting, and they will confirm it out. I'm not sure what I was missing, but it seemed to be the right call, and they do confirm it. So there is the first out, as they will get Sudbeck down at first base on the fielder's choice. Ganstrom at first with one out. That brings up Reagan Garrity. Garrity from the right side, open on her stance. First pitch by Hayden is low and inside for ball one. Oh for two is Garrity. A couple of ground outs here today. She has been magnificent inside the circle for the Thunder on defense. Next pitch by Hayden, low and inside. Now 2-0. Going back to the other side here. 8 strikeouts, Garrity, as recorded here today in 5 innings of work. Her team leads 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Ground ball left side but foul. Heavy swing on 2-0. Now 2-1. Ganstrom at first on a fielder's choice with one out. Bottom of inning number 5. Next pitch to Garrity, off speed. Tugged the string a little bit, swung out and missed. It's now 2-2. Garrity down, or I should say at least back to even here after she had worked a 2-0 count. 2-2. Hayden's pitch. High fly ball left center field. The center fielder is Mitchell coming on to make the catch. and gets it back into the infield quickly to Edelman, and there are two outs. Next, Garrity 0 for 3. That brings up Kate Heinen, who is 0 for 2. Ganstrom at first with two outs. A 5-2 Nemaha Central lead here, bottom five. The big blow so far, the two-run home run by McKinley. Ground ball, shortstop side. Kime has it, throw to first. Good stretch by the first baseman, and the out recorded. And a nice play by Haverkamp at first. But again, the highlight here in the bottom of the fifth, a two-run homer by the sophomore Ava McKinley. And Nemaha Central's lead is 5-2 as we head to the sixth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dealing with an insurance company immediately after an accident is the last thing you want to do. Morrill Collision Repair works directly with your insurance company to negotiate the best possible plan for repairing your vehicle. Because we are a direct repair facility for two major insurance companies, we are authorized to act as the adjuster and estimator during the repair. This enables us to cut down processing time dramatically. Next time your car is in need of a little fixing up, bring it by Morrill Collision Repair for a stress-free experience.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Through the sixth inning we go. Blue Jays and Thunder here from Seneca this afternoon. Nemaha Central a 5-2 lead as Reagan Garrity gets back inside the circle. Got some defensive alignment changes here for Nemaha Central. As they have brought in Amelia Olberding, who is playing in left field. But a leadoff hit here is an infield single by Alexia Hayden. It's her first hit of the day. She has reached now twice. And the leadoff man is on here for the Blue Jays. So they have subbed out. Nemaha Central has Ava McKinley. We might have a courtesy runner here. So they're going to sub for Hayden. Let's see who the courtesy runner is. It's going to be Jillian Stapleton. So Stapleton now running at first for Hayden. So Sabetha gets the leadoff runner at first. Stapleton courtesy running for Hayden. Laura Edelman steps in. Top of the six. One on, nobody out. 5-2, Nemaha Central. Garrity has 8 strikeouts here today. And the pitch. It's going to miss for ball one, and it gets away. Pops out of the glove of Cook. And taking second base without a throw is Stapleton. Runner at second, nobody out. Blue Jays need to put something together here in the final two frames. They're down 5-2. Edelman's reached on a walk. She's also lined out. Officially 0 for 1. Takes one right there at about knee high. It's now no balls and two strikes. Edelman needs to protect here. And the pitch. In the dirt, gets away again from Cook, and that allows the runner now Stapleton to get to third. So she got to second on a pass ball. This was a wild pitch. And the count now 1-2 here to Edelman. So a runner at third, nobody out. The last inning, Sabetha had a runner at third and nobody out, and they were unable to score. They certainly need this one to score here, and it's going to be scored on an RBI single, ripped into right field, and a hot shot by Edelman has made it a 5-3 game. Stapleton scores from third easily. Edelman with an RBI, and now she's at first with nobody out. Now stepping in is Trinity Detweiler, who represents the tying run. 5-3, Nemaha Central here in the top of the sixth. Detweiler's 0-2 with a strikeout. And the first pitch is high, and once again it pops out of the glove of Cook, and taking second base is Edelman. The ball's getting away from the catcher. Wild pitches have been kind of an issue here at times for Garrity and Cook. First two runs that scored in the first for the Blue Jays were both off wild pitches. This one is fouled straight back into the fence. One ball and one strike here on Trinity Detweiler. Right now, the Blue Jays down two. The runner at second, and nobody out in the sixth. Garrity fires, and a swing and a miss. Might have been partially tipped. It might have popped up and actually hit the umpire. I think they're making sure he's good. And a thumbs up, he is good. One ball and two strikes here on Detweiler. He's got Edelman at second base. But still nobody out. A run has scored here for the Blue Jays. They've cut into it. It's 5-3. There's a swing and a miss. Nine strikeouts now for Garrity, and that's a big one there. First down of the inning, and that's going to bring up McKenna Haverkamp. Haverkamp 0-2 with two strikeouts. She's got a runner at second with one down. Her team is down two here in the top of the sixth. And she calls time, steps out. Her first strikeout in the first was on a 1-2 pitch, and then her second at bat in the fourth was a strikeout on a 3-2 pitch. Garrity's first pitch to her here in her third at bat, just a bit outside for ball one. Edelman at second with one down here in the top of the sixth inning. There's a fastball in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. If Nemaha Central holds on, they'll even up their record with Sabetha in league play. They'll both be 3-2 if this result holds. If Sabetha can somehow steal this one, this one's popped up and just falling in time in front of the first baseman in Young. And it's now one ball and two strikes here on Haverkamp. It's a big one here for Nemaha Central. Again, when you look it's kind of at the standings right now, it's still very early. A lot can be played out here, but really everybody's in this thing. It's going to be one of the funner races to kind of watch in the spring sports seasons. It's the Big 7 softball race. Here's the next pitch, and just a check swing, but catching the end of the bat, it's going to be a foul ball. Fortunate there. That could have been strike three. But it stays 1-2. Edelman at second with one out. Nemaha Central 5, Sabetha 3 here in the top of the sixth. Garrity off speed. Thought she had her. The umpire says no, just missing outside. Now 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Garrity gets the sign and fires. Swinging a miss, strike three. Third time that Haverkamp has gone down on strikes, and a big second out. Now it's up to Bailey Stahl to keep the inning alive. Nine strikeouts, make it 10. So 10 strikeouts for Garrity here today. And it's up to Stahl, who has two of those 10 strikeouts. Runner at second, now two down. First pitch is high. Back-to-back hits led off this inning. Again, leadoff hitter was Hayden, then she was a taken out for a courtesy runner in Stapleton. Stapleton got the second on a pass ball, got the third on a wild pitch, and then was driven home on a sharp single by Edelman. Edelman's at second with two down. Counts at 1-1. Here on Bailey Stahl. She's going to pop this one up right field side. And off the glove of Sudbeck, and it falls in for a hit. That is going to be an error. The run is in from second. It's a 5-4 game. That will go down as E9. And Stahl is at second base with two outs. Edelman has scored from second, and it is a one-run game. Errors have played a pretty significant part in this score this afternoon. First pitch off speed in there for a strike as Mitchell steps back in. She's 0 for 2. Strikeout and a flyout. He's got Stahl at second base, who represents the tying run, and Mitchell represents the go-ahead run. Swing and a miss, and the ball gets away from the catcher. And wasn't sure if it was a foul ball or not. They say it was not, so Stahl is at third base on the pass ball. The fans thought it was a foul ball. Couldn't tell. But now the tying run is at third base, but the count is 0-2. Mitchell needs to put one in play. Good stop there by the catcher Cook to keep it in front. It's now 1-2. Nemaha Central with a 5-4 lead here in the top of the sixth. And now the umpires are meeting about something. Not sure what is kind of the diagnosis here. And now, they're going to say Mitchell takes first. So did they think she was hit by a pitch? Trying to get the official ruling here. Honestly, not sure. Well, so now runners are going to be at the corners with two outs. And that'll bring up Jessica Gruber. Maybe she was nicked by a pitch. Don't have the unofficial word, but nonetheless, Mitchell at first, and now Stahl stays at third. 5-4 game here in the top of the sixth. Nemaha Central needs just one out to keep the lead. And Gruber, who steps in, she is 1-for-2 with a double. And a chance to get this game tied. Here is the pitch to Gruber, in there for a strike. Right at the knees, right down Broadway. No balls and one strike. It's been an interesting inning here for the Blue Jays. Couple runs across to get back to within one. At the corners, two down. 0-1 count here to Gruber. Pitch by Garrity, swung on and missed. And they'll let Mitchell take second base without a throw. But now Gruber is down 0-2. Runners now at second and third with two outs. Can Garrity get an 11th strikeout? The pitch. Got her! Yes, she can, and she will. A big strikeout, but the Blue Jays strike for two, and it's a one-run game. Nemaha Central 5, Sabetha 4, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance,
downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now, it's been a good one all afternoon. Nemaha Central hanging on to a 5-4 lead here against the Blue Jays as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. Blue Jays got two runs in the sixth, thanks to two hits, but a big error by the Thunder, allowing one of those two runs to score. They left a couple on base. Garrity gets out of the jam with her 11th strikeout. But now it's Nemaha Central's turn in the sixth to bat with a one-run lead at 5-4. First pitch swinging, foul ball down the left field line, over the fence and out of play, as Lacey Young roped that one for strike one. Young, Stevie, and Nordis, bottom third of the order here for Nemaha Central. Any insurance is good insurance. If the Thunder can scratch across a run or two, that would be a big help for Garrity going to the seventh. Here's a slow shot coming in from left field, and dropping it is Stahl, and another error by an outfielder is going to allow Nemaha's opening batter to take first base. That'll go down as E7. Again, the wind has been a factor here today, but that, I'm sure if you'd ask Stahl, that's one that she should have had. So Young at first with nobody out. Jillian Stevie now up. She also reached on an error in her first at bat. And now there's a delay. No throw to second, and Young into scoring position on the wild pitch. Was it too wild? It was in the dirt, and then Detweiler just kind of lost it underneath her footing. And finally, when she found it and picked it up, Young was already at second base. There's a shot down the left field side, but foul. And it's a 1-1 count now on Jillian Stevie. Right now, Nemaha Central, 5 runs and 6 hits. They have left 4 on base. Sabetha, 4 runs and 4 hits. They have left 4 on base. There's a bunt, put down, playable. Hayden to first for the outs, but the runner Young is at third base. So a good sack bunt there for Stevie to get the runner over. And now Samantha Nordis can step in and add a huge insurance run here for the Thunder. 5-4, the Thunder lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Young is at third with 1 out. Hayden's pitch. Just a bit low, ball one. And Nemaha Central holds. Of course, they'll play a second game about 30 minutes after this one concludes. Hayden's next pitch, throw to third, not in time. Young is back safely. But again, in terms of the league race, that would even up these records for both of these teams at 3-2 in Big 7 league play, if the Thunder are able to hold on and win this one. But obviously, if somehow the Blue Jays come back and win, that would put them 2 games up on the Thunder. Which right now, everyone's still looking up at Royal Valley entering the slate tonight. 2-0 pitch to Nordis is in there for a strike. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Young led off the inning, reaching via an error. Got the second on a wild pitch, and then a bunt got her over to third base. Nordis now will foul this one straight back, and now we're evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nordis walked in the first and struck out in the fourth, officially 0-for-1. A 5-4 Thunder lead, but can add to it here with a base hit. Here's Hayden's pitch. Off the end of the bat, left side, stays in the infield. Bolts makes the catch, no advance, and a huge out number 2. And now it's up to probably the bat that you want up there, and that's the top of the order with Ellie Ruski. 3 at-bats, 3 singles. She has scored twice and has driven in 1. And a chance to drive in a big one here with 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth. Their team up 1. First pitch swinging, fouls this one out of play. It is 0-1. Well, best case for the Blue Jays, they get out of this inning and they would need at least one to keep the game moving. Here's the pitch. And it is a line shot to Bolt. She didn't have to move, snags it for the third out, and they leave the third base runner stranded. So we head to the seventh. Blue Jays need a run to keep this thing alive. Nemaha Central 5, Sabetha 4. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Village Sampler and Sabetha is proud to partner with you for prom season. They offer tuxedo rentals with options for a full suit or by the piece. Plus a new book with lots of unique options, but shop early to ensure availability. Village Sampler can also help you customize your corsage or boutonnieres. And they have fresh flowers for every occasion. Stop by to browse spring gifts and home decor, including the popular 868 candles that are now restocked. Village Sampler, your local hometown florist and prom partner for tuxes, corsages, and boutonnieres in downtown Sabetha.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families, one life at a time.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go to the final inning, top of the seventh. Blue Jays need a run to keep this thing moving. Nemaha Central 5, Sabetha 4. It's been a good one this afternoon, but the Blue Jays need one to extend this game to the bottom of the seventh. First pitch by Reagan Garrity is low. Ball one to the freshman second baseman, Kiara Keim. 9-1-2 in the order here. Keim, Bolts, and Hayden for the Blue Jays. Next pitch in there for a strike. Now one ball and one strike. Keim walked in the first, struck out in the fifth, 0-for-1 on the official score sheet. Garrity has been great. 11 strikeouts. Her next pitch is in the dirt. Now 2-1 in favor of Keim. Sabetha 2-1, 2-6. Nemaha Central 1-1, 2-2, 2-5. A 5-4 Thunder lead in the seventh. Next pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed. She pulled out the P wedge and just couldn't quite hit that one up in the air, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. The wind has been an issue. Both teams have struggled at times defensively, allowing for some of these runs today. Here's Garrity's 2-2. It is way high, and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes with Aaron Bolts on deck. A 5-4 game. Blue Jays need one to extend it. Here's the 3-2. In there, strike three call. Keim took all the way, and it was not the right idea, but what a location and spot there. Low enough, but in the strike zone on the outside corner. 12 strikeouts now for Garrity and a big first out here in the seventh. Back to the top of the order with Bolts. Bolt steps in. That's from the right side. A swing and a miss at the first pitch. Strike one. Fourth at bat for Bolts today. Singled and scored in the first. Grounded out to the pitcher and is lined out as well. Lined out into a double play in the fifth that left a runner stranded as well. Now they're swinging a miss. Took some off there, and Garrity quickly has Bolts down in the count. 0-2. 5-4, Nemaha Central in the top of the seventh. One out, nobody on. Blue Jays got to get one here. Here is the 0-2 coming up for Garrity. And a swing and a miss. How about 3 straight swings and misses? 13 strikeouts for Reagan Garrity. And the Blue Jays are down to their final out. And it's Alexia Hayden, who's been good today. She has walked and scored, and also singled and scored. She's 1-for-2, and she calls for a quick time. Here is the first pitch, and a check swing off the end of the bat, foul. No balls and 1 strike. You're on Alexia Hayden. The last breath here for the Blue Jays. Down 5-4 with 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the seventh. It's been a fun one this afternoon. If you can make it out for game two in the Seneca area, certainly do so. A fun Big 7 League doubleheader for you. Nemaha Central trying to escape with the first. Here's a line drive down the right field line. It is fair. And Hayden has to hold up at first. It was right on the line, and the Blue Jays are still alive. The second hit of the day for Alexia Hayden, and she's at first with two outs, representing the tying run. And now Laura Edelman steps in, representing the go-ahead run. Edelman, one for two, a walk and a single. Can she get Hayden around? First pitch in there for a strike. Garrity has racked up 13 strikeouts today. She could really use one more to end the game. This one is hit high and deep to left center field. In front of the fence, and it drops in front of the fence, and this game is tied. Coming around to score is Hayden from first and Edelman with an RBI double, and it was nearly a home run. Olberding in left. Couldn't quite snag it in, and Edelman comes through, and this game is tied at 5-5. With two outs and a runner at second. And now a meeting on the hill for Nemaha Central. So, wow, Sabetha has come back to tie the game. They were down 5-2 going into the sixth. And nonetheless, a two-out rally as Garrity struck out Keim and Bolts before Hayden, on an 0-1 count, slapped a single down the right field line that was barely fair. And then on an 0-1 count, Edelman, a near home run, but just in front of the fence in left center, driving in Hayden from first. And now, a base hit could potentially give Sabetha the lead. 5-5 game in the seventh. Garrity's pitch is high. Good snag there by Cook, the catcher. Edelman thought about running to third. Instead, put the brakes on and went back. One ball and no strikes here to Trinity Detweiler, who is 0-3 today. A couple of strikeouts. Takes one inside. Now two balls and no strikes. Blue Jays were down to their last breath, but they have kept that breath alive. They have tied the game here in the seventh. Next pitch, good frame job there by Cook to get the first strike here at this at-bat, now 2-1. Got a runner at second with two down. A 5-5 game here in the seventh. And a swing and a miss on a pitch well outside the strike zone, and well, it would have been probably a 3-1 count. Now 2-2. Well, if Garrity can get her 14th strikeout, her team will have a chance to win it in the bottom of the seventh. Still has to get one out here. There is a runner at second. Here's Garrity's 2-2. And it is a swing and a miss. And they'll throw it down to first to record what is a 14th strikeout for Garrity. But the Blue Jays have tied the game. It is 5-5. To the bottom of the seventh we go. Thunder a chance to win it after this timeout.
Flatbed Drivers, Keim TS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call Keim TS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a good one here in the Big 7. On the softball diamond, the Blue Jays have rallied here at Nemaha Central. 2-6, 1-7, and from down 5-2 to a 5-5 game. And Nemaha Central a chance to win it here in the bottom of the 7th. And we will see for a first time today Amelia Olberding, who subbed in for Ava McKinley, who had to leave the game with an injury. But Olberding will lead things off, followed by Sudbeck and Ganstrom. Can the Thunder win it in the 7th? The 5-5 game as Hayden goes back to work inside the circle for the Blue Jays, who have rallied here this afternoon in Game 1. First pitch by Hayden to Olberding is upstairs for ball one. And Olberding was out in left field. Maybe had a chance to make a play on that double by Edelman, which brought in the tying run. But again, the wind, a heavy factor today. Now Olberding with a good eye here. Now ahead in the count, 2-0. Olberding, that's from the right side. A little bit closed on her stance. Against Hayden, the hard-throwing right-hander. Hayden's pitch. It is in the dirt. Now 3 balls and no strikes. A 5-5 game here in the bottom of the 7th. It has been fun here this afternoon. Sabetha 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th. Thunder 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 5th. And taking one all the way and shaking her head yes. Right down the middle. Now 3-1 here to Olberding. Just getting going, bottom 7. A 5-5 game. Here's a 3-1 count here to Olberding, the pitch. And it's low, ball 4. So the winning run is at first base with nobody out. And we might get a courtesy runner here. It looks like we will. Olberding, a great job to get on base. And it looks like it's going to be freshman Jolie Jones. So Jones is running at first now, a freshman in a big spot. She represents the winning run. And a good part of the order here for the Thunder as well, with Sudbeck coming up and then Ganstrom. And then potentially Garrity the next 3. The winning run at first base with nobody out. The umpire making the notes for the courtesy runner at first now, Jolie Jones. And Sudbeck stepping in 1-for-3 today with a single, a ground out, and a fly out. Runner at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the 7th. A 5-5 game. First pitch by Hayden upstairs for ball 1. Five runs, 6 hits for Nemaha Central. 5 runs, 6 hits for Sabetha. Under a chance to win it here in the 7th. Sudbeck a little bit closed on her stance from the right side. Hayden's pitch fouled out of play. That was close to popping someone in the top of the dome. Good thing he saw it just in time to swivel his way to the left. Could have been a painful strike. It was not. Now 1-1. Runner at first. Ground ball left side. Foul. And Sudbeck now down in the count, 1-2, with Jones at first, courtesy runner for Olberding. Bottom 7, a 5-5 game. Thanks for hanging with us here this afternoon. Big pitch here for Hayden, 1-2. Hit towards left center field, and that's going to find the gap, and it's off the fence. Jones was a little bit hesitant around second, but she'll stop at third. It is a double into the gap for Ella Sudbeck, and the winning run is at third with nobody out. Now, if Jones kept running from the jump, she would have probably scored and the game would have been over, but she was a little bit hesitant to make sure that nobody caught it. And perfectly understandable there, but a clutch hit for Ellis Udbeck, a double to left center field. Now runners at second and third and nobody out. And Jones at third represents the winning run. And a 5-5 game here in the bottom of the seventh with Maya Ganstrom coming up and a chance to win it. Now the Blue Jays having a meeting inside the circle. They're going to need a lot of things to go their way here in the next few to get out of this jam and try to keep this game moving. But a walk and a double. Overding issued the leadoff walk, and then Jones came in to courtesy run, and then Sudbeck on a 1-2 pitch blasted. It was a near walk-off home run. It hit the middle of the fence in left center. But Jones was a little hesitant around second base. Even the third base coach was telling her to stop because the throw was in. Fortunately, the throw was wide at third, so it allowed Jones to get there safely. So here we go. A chance to win it for Maya Ganstrom. Second and third with nobody out. Obviously, second base really doesn't matter. It's Jones at third that represents the winning run. Ganstrom has reached on an error, also by a fielder's choice, and is lined out to short. But a chance to win the game in the seventh. She shows bunt and puts it down. They try to squeeze it, and Hayden looks back the runner at third. No play, no out, and now the bases are loaded. So again, it didn't really matter if Ganstrom got to first. Again, you just want to keep that runner away from home from third, but now the bases are loaded with nobody out, and Reagan Garrity with a chance to win it here for Nemaha Central. First pitch by Hayden. High for ball one. The Blue Jays need a miracle to pull this one out. Garrity is 0 for 3. Couple of ground outs and a fly out. Bases loaded, nobody out. 5-5 in the seventh, rips it left side, off the glove, a play at home, the throw is high, and the runner is safe, and the game is over. It'll be an error by the shortstop. They could have got the out. The throw was in time, but it was high, and the game is over. As Garrity's ball in play scores the game winner, 6-5 Nemaha Central. We'll recap it when we come back here on KNZA.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, an exciting game. It came down to the final at bat. Nemaha Central on senior recognition night, winning game one against the Blue Jays of Sabetha. Final score 6-5. And again, what was a very entertaining ball game to say the least. Sabetha scored their first two runs in the first inning. They had two in the sixth, one in the seventh to tie the game. They were down 5-2. Going into the sixth inning, but rallied to make it interesting into the bottom of the seventh inning as Nemaha Central would win it on an RBI off the bat of Reagan Garrity. They got the bases loaded with nobody out. And the seventh inning started for Nemaha Central as Amelia Olberding worked a five-pitch walk, and then Jolie Jones came in as a courtesy runner. Ella Sudbeck nearly walked it off with a home run. But a double off the wall in left center put runners at second and third, and then Ganstrom reached on a bunt after they had held the runner back at third, so essentially the bases were loaded with nobody out. Garrity with a sharp ground ball to the shortstop in time. The play was at home, and if a throw was on target, would have more than likely got that lead runner out, and the game would have kept going. But a high throw by the shortstop, and Garrity's ball in play, the winning run crossing in Jones, And Nemaha Central wins it for their third straight win after an 0-4 start. They are now 3-4. They move to 3-2 in league play. Sabetha, with the loss, drops to 4-3, and they are also now 3-2 in Big 7 league play. So they'll play another one here in about 30 minutes, so you can make it here. That was very entertaining. If any part of the second game is like the first, you might want to come check this one out. But again, we're about to wrap things up and get you on out of here, and I want to appreciate Kirk Kilman back in studio for all the hard work today. But the final numbers in this one this afternoon, as the Thunder wins it 6-5 over Sabetha. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and the Thunder left 7 on base. For the Blue Jays, 5 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and they left 5 on base. Reagan Garrity, the winning pitcher, and helped drive in the winning run as Garrity struck out 14 in the game. Certainly a big, big factor inside the circle. Reagan Garrity, 14 strikeouts to lead the charge for NC. Sabetha drops to 4-3 and 3-2. Nemaha Central now 3-4 and 3-2. Just looking ahead for these two in their next games out after they play their second today. Both will be back in action on Monday next week. Nemaha Central will travel to Riverside, and for Sabetha, they return home to take on Perry Lecompton. So again, one final time, our final score here. It's Nemaha Central 6 and Sabetha 5. Thanks for listening to High School Softball Today. We'll talk to you next week for more Big 7 League Baseball, as we'll be in Sabetha on Monday afternoon. Until then, thanks again for Kirk Kilman. I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll talk to you next week for more high school sports here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.